Tea Village, Enterprise Side Store, and Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses. Once again, the numbers to call are 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Call now to get on the air for today's consumer calls. And good morning and welcome to Consumer Calls. My name is Sharon, and once again, the numbers are 918-336-1400. And the toll-free number, 1-800-749-5936. And looking for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away, we'll talk about garage sales, estate sales, moving sales, yard sales, fundraisers for your church, school, club, any kind of organization you belong to, nonprofit. And we'll always talk about community events that's happening in Bartlesville and our surrounding areas. And I'll say, good morning. How may I help you?
Oh, yes. I call it the for sale show on.
Yes, Yeah, you are on Consumer Calls.
Okie dokie. I'm looking for someone that has a post driver that can drive 4 1/2 inch pipe for corner post. And I know it's hot. I'm just trying to get someone lined up.
Okay.
And for when it gets a little cooler. Phone number would be 918-273-0338.
Okay, so go ahead.
Or 918-527-5543.
All right. Two phone numbers, 918-273-0338 or 918-527-5543. And you're looking for a post driver, like a 4 1/2 inch for corner post. Is that correct?
Looking for someone that has a post driver that can drive 4 1/2 inch pipe.
Okay. All right. We got it. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. Good morning. How may I help you?
Yeah. I have a friend that's looking for a refrigerator.
Okay.
Cheaper, the better.
Okay.
Anybody, it doesn't have to be a side-by-side or anything.
Sure.
If anybody's got one of those, number's 918-331-6393.
Okay, so you have a friend that's looking for a refrigerator and nothing too fancy, something a little more reasonably priced. 918-331-6393 is the phone number to call.
That's it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. All right, we appreciate those phone calls. Somebody looking for someone that has a post driver that could drill some corner post 4 1/2 inch. Four corner posts, 918-273-0338 or 918-527-5543. And this gentleman called in looking for a friend of his is looking for a refrigerator, 918-331-6393. And with that, I'll be right back.
Custom audio, video design, and installation with a personal touch. The Audio Video Doctor, Mike Dutcher, can create a custom entertainment package to meet your needs and your budget.
Sometimes I'll come to a home and a guy will have a receiver and some older speakers, and the older speakers don't sound so well, but just upgrading the speakers only and keeping their existing receiver can do wonders for a home entertainment system.
Call Mike Dutcher, 918-327-9206, the Audio Video Doctor.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Good morning. How may I help you?
Good morning. I'm calling this morning with an announcement for an event that is happening this evening. The Oklahoma Second Amendment Association is a leading advocate for the preservation of our God-given right of self-defense, also known as our right to keep and bear arms, also known as the Second Amendment of the Constitution. We are much more than a gun enthusiast group. We are a liberty group, and we meet the fourth Tuesday of each month at 6 p.m. at Dink's Restaurant. Tonight, Oklahoma Second Amendment Association President Don Spencer will travel to Bartlesville to give us an update on all pending liberty-oriented legislation and to present House District 11 Representative Wendy Stearman with a well-deserved award we call the Minuteman Award for her rock-solid support of our Second Amendment and other faith, family, and freedom legislation. Non-members are welcome. The event is free of charge, and Don Spencer is a captivating speaker, so we invite you to join us this evening at Dink's Restaurant at 6 o'clock for the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association meeting.
And you said what time was that again?
At 6 p.m. this evening at Dink's Restaurant.
All right. We appreciate that. Thank you so much.
And thank you. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye now. All right. 916 is what we have here at our studios. Looking for your calls here at 918-336-1400, toll-free 1-800-749-5936. And I'm looking for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. No business advertising, license to renting vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You may ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And I'm here till 9:30, and we've already had people call in with things that they're wanting to buy, they're looking for. And of course the announcement that the meeting tonight at Dink's at 6. Anyway, you're listening to Consumer Calls. With that, I'll be right back.
Anniversary coming up? Call K1 at 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the names and dates, because each morning we announce anniversaries and select one couple to win a $10 gift certificate from Sterling's Grill, helping you celebrate that special anniversary. Call us 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the name and date, and we'll add it to our list. Happy anniversary from your friends at K1.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Looking for your call here at 918-336-1400. And today's Maple Street Meat Market poll question is, which tastes better, fried foods or grilled foods? Personal opinion there. I'd like to hear from you at 918-336-1400. And if you can't do that, you can go to BartlesvilleRadio.com for the link, or you can go to K1, KYFM, KREG, KPGM Facebook page, and you can vote there. And our poll question today comes to us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. And that is the day's question, which tastes better to you, fried or grilled food? Let me know. Anyway, looking for your call again, 918-336-1400 and toll-free 1-800-749-5936. And, of course, I am looking for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. We're not looking for any business advertising, license to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You may ask for those things, just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. With that, I'll be right back.
Stay connected with K1 text messaging. Breaking news, headlines, severe weather warnings delivered immediately to you on your phone. Sign up today at BartlesvilleRadio.com. K1 text is brought to you by Dungis Family of Autos, Bob Loftus Furniture, and Brian Kennedy Farmers Insurance Agency. Breaking news, headlines, severe weather warnings delivered to you on your phone. Only on K1 text.
If you work or live in the downtown area and are experiencing difficulty at times to find a place to park, worry no more. There is downtown parking available at 2nd and Osage that's convenient to downtown businesses and apartments. For more information and monthly rates, call 336-1001. That's 336-1001.
As the season rolls on, we carry St. Louis Cardinals baseball on AM 1400, FM 93.3, and now FM 95.1, K1.
Line drive stays fair. It's a home run. Get fair, baby. Get fair. Home run for Yadier Molina. All right.
Listen to the Redbirds search for another pennant on K1. Thanks to United Linen and Uniform, Arvest Wealth Management, Tacos Maria, Total Communications, Total CSI, Bartnet IP, The Dungeons, Family of Autos, and United Rentals. Listen to the St. Louis Cardinals all season long on K1. Listen to John Rooney,
Cardinal Baseball on 1400 K1,
and Mike Shannon,
Cardinal Baseball on FM 93.3.
And now serving Osage County on FM 95.1, the St. Louis Cardinals on K1.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Our time now, 921. Let's check in with Alan Crone about our weather.
No major change in our weather pattern, at least at this point. Hot and humid weather will continue. A little breezy today. That'll help slightly. Southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. lot of sunshine and a high near 100. The heat index values would be from 105 to 109. Another heat advisory underway. Tomorrow, 100 as well. By the weekend, not as hot, not as humid. A boundary approaches southern Kansas early next week, so this could bring a few scattered showers and storms for part of the weekend. Again, hot and humid weather out the door today. For the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6's Alan Crone.
Thank you, Alan, for the weather update. Right now, it's beautiful out, sunny skies, a little bit warm. 82 at this point, with looking for that high of 99 with a low of 72. And of course, the National Weather Service has indicated that we are under a heat advisory from noon until 7 p.m. Central Daylight Time this evening, and heat index values up to 107 and more to be expected. So with that in mind, please stay in. If you have to be outside, stay hydrated and find shade and stay cool as much as you can. And that applies to your animals as well. Make sure they're, if they have to be outside, they're in a shaded area with plenty of fresh water and an access maybe to the garage or something. Or if you can bring them in, that'd be great too, because they can also suffer the same kind of heat exhaustion or heat stroke as humans. Anyway, you're listening to Consumer Calls. Time now for our Oklahoma Energy Report.
Quite the turnaround. Hello, everyone. I'm Nat Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma Ad Network. After ending last week at their lowest in 3 months, oil prices did an abrupt about-face to start the week, courtesy of traders who think the selling got out of hand, and now is the time to buy. The NYMEX October crude contract jumped 5.6% on Monday, the biggest percentage gain for one day since March, with the closing price at $65.64 a barrel. The global benchmark Brent was up 5.5%, rising to $68.75 a barrel. For both, it marked the end of a 7th straight day losing streak as traders had hit the sell button, spooked by the resurgence in the COVID-19 pandemic and a rise in the value of the dollar, which puts downward pressure on oil prices. But the dollar fell on Monday, and even with the huge increase in COVID cases, oil demand appears to be overall holding its own right now, at a time when crude and fuel inventories are low. Natural gas also in recovery mode after snapping its losing streak on Friday. The NYMEX September natural gas contract rose another 2.4% to start the week, ending at about $3.95 a million BTUs. The price of a fill-up is down a bit. AAA's fuel price report says the nation's average price for a gallon of regular fell 2.5 cents over the 7-day period that ended yesterday to $3.16 a gallon. That's about 97 cents more than a year ago. The AAA report says Oklahoma had the 8th lowest average price for a regular on Monday at $2.86 a gallon. That's a penny less than a week ago, but it's still also about 97 cents higher than for the same time last year. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report. For the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, I'm Matt Skinner.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our 4 Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Want to be healthier? It's hard to start a bunch of healthy habits at once, especially when you're busy. Focus on one step at a time, then build from there. One more glass of water, one more hour of sleep, one more scoop of veggies, one more family walk. One healthy habit leads to another, and over time, small choices make powerful changes. Get started at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
Thank you.
It is time for our Doggone Report. For a complete listing of our lost or found animals on our report, you can visit our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the Community tab. It'll drop down. Then you click on the Doggone link. It'll open up, and you can see what we have there. Now, if you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the Submit tab. It'll open up. There's a form you fill out. Answer questions. Give us as much information as possible. At the end, you have the opportunity to upload a picture if you'd like. And once you hit the submit button, it does not go to the web. It does go to us, and we take care of what we need to, and then we send it on its way. Now, you can still call the office at 918-336-1001 and leave your information with one of us, and we'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. You can also email me, Sharon, that's Sharon, at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Attach a picture. I'll get to it as fast as I can. And remember, this is all a free service. Now, we have a found male dog, a black and tan mixed Shih Tzu Scottish Terrier on Whitney Lane across from Tri-County Tech. And he is deaf and blind, recently groomed, though, so he does belong to somebody. And call 918-214-5353 if that is your dog. We also have a found male white Great Pyrenees, East Highway 60 and a mile south of Bartlesville. If this is your dog, please call Arlene at 918-214-5302. That is your Doggone Report for this morning.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWON.
Welcome back. You're listening to Consumer Calls, and this is something I had to pass along to you. There's going to be a nice estate sale at the home of Steve Smethers Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It has a variety of men's and ladies' items. Sales will begin Thursday and Saturday at noon and Friday at 10, located at 1257 East Drive, the corner of East and Woodland in Bartlesville. Well, I am out of time to take any more calls today, but, you know, I'll be back in tomorrow, same time, same station, and that is K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3, and now 95.1. And be looking forward to that for tomorrow. And that's on K1 again at 10:30 or at 9:10 till 9:30. I had it backwards there. Anyway, stay hydrated, stay cool, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
And I didn't realize it at that moment, but God was bringing me to the end of myself, the death of self. Leroy Wagner needed to die.
Leroy Wagner on today's Focus on the Family Minute.
I thought I was a great guy, and I thought I'd be a great husband. I thought I was a good follower of Christ, and really,